It's really steampunk. We're kind of like, it's played out. It's over.
There's a bunch of dimes just glued to my fucking glasses.
You have fucking glasses?
This isn't as much effort as I'm putting in.
They make it look 3D. It's like, I'm coming right on.
Oh, no.
That's the cue for the music. No. Yes. Oh. Welcome to 2019.
Well, should we say, like, hi?
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, I thought we were jumping past that.
No, let's not jump past that. Let's jump past the intro to the post.
We have, like, 10 minutes of great intro.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome to the show.
And I say, welcome to the show.
It's us.
Kyle says, welcome to the show. And I second the motion.
And Bri says, it us.
I'd like to move to adjourn.
All right, on the rumor mill, there's the Loki TV show that's scheduled to come out through the Disney streaming channel. It has already been confirmed that Tom Hiddleston will play Loki in the show. Spoiler, he's dead in the movies.
Is he, though?
Is he? Well, yeah, there's that. There's that. But there is a rumor floating around of just how he's going to be worked into the show. There's a rumor that he may be magic. Yes. He may be the narrator of the TV show. So it's like Tom Hiddleston, that Loki, narrating it, and it's stories about younger Loki.
About Hammy the Hamster. But that's another story also on Loki.
Well, it's going to be like young Indiana Jones.
I knew it all along.
Loki just sitting in a museum with old man makeup.
So like you'd have like a different actor playing Loki.
Well, no, it'll all be Sean Patrick Flannery.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Finally.
Final.
Fucking finally.
I don't know what that is.
It's a guy in young Indiana Jones.
Oh,
Boondock Saints?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Boondock Saints?
No.
Boondock Saints 2.
Oh, Sam, it's personal.
Saints Day?
Yeah, that's the one.
Actually, it is.
Starting All Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just an All Saints video for an hour.
Well, if you want to have a good time,
go to the Boondocks.
I'm getting more and more pumped for this movie.
Also, on movie, TV show stuff, just to mention that, like, how did Venom and Aquaman become a couple of the big 2018 hits?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Venom was...
was a weird, unexpected...
I don't think anyone really expected it to do that well, and everyone just loved weirdo Tom Hardy, and he's alien weirdo Tom Hardy.
Well, like, as of around, like, the last time I looked at it, it was, like, 855.5 million worldwide.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Yeah.
Is that maybe because it doesn't have baggage attached to it?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, what are people's expectations?
So Hellboy's going to go huge.
What are people's expectations for Venom? Really, as like a character or a movie? Probably just like, well, who knows? And then...
Also, everybody loves Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
I guess so.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. And Aquaman.
And Aquaman.
I don't have numbers for Aquaman, but because it's still going quite strong. But
it's officially made more than Justice League.
Yeah.
So it's like literally like the least popular, historically anyway, one of the least popular Justice League members is a bigger draw than the entire team. So, you know.
So it's a reverse numbers game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that just confirms that we've entered the mirror universe.
Yeah. No. Oh, I think we've known for a while.
Yeah.
I think we've known for a while.
That's solid confirmation.
At the same time, it's kind of... It's been the case for a while where, like, if you do something that, like, catches, like, the general audience's attention or something, like, it doesn't need to be an established
game. No, it doesn't need to be a... Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you know, you saw, like, Guardians of the Galaxy was a big one where it's just, like, nobody knows who these characters are, nobody knows who, like, any of these people are, and then it was one of the biggest hits, like... For years, like it's massive, and it you know the same thing is happening. So hopefully that, I think it's a good thing because if you're digging more into like the B and C list, you could do some more interesting stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't need another Batman movie anytime soon.
No.
I would actually just calm down. Don't
what
do
we
it.
Need is a Joker movie.
We need like four Joker movies.
Please,
done.
Oh God, they're done.
They are.
Curse you, monkey's paw.
Still on the rumor mill. This is rumor news. It's not even news.
Let's just make shit up and say
that someone said something, so let's assume it's true. So on the Shazam movie front for casting, there's a site or blog or something called Revenge of the Fans. They apparently had some previous rumors that they got right, so I don't know if that lends any credence here. John Glover is joining the cast in a mystery role, apparently. You might know him from Gremlins 2. For starters.
Or you might not.
He played Lionel Luthor on Smallville. He was the voice of the Riddler, I think, on Batman animated series. And he was in had a very small role in Batman and Robin. The best one of all.
Yeah.
Where he was the Floronic Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure. So he apparently has
joined. I completely blocked that out of my mind. And rightfully
God,
so.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Sorry, who's he cast as?
Sorry.
They don't know yet. Oh. It's under wraps, apparently, but he's joining the cast.
Floronic Man.
And I frankly like that guy. I'm always happy to see him, so that's a good one. Apparently, this was confirmed. I don't know for sure where it was confirmed, but it was a previous rumor from the same website that Adam Brody and DG Catrona are also joining the cast, and there's a bunch of other people joining the cast in sort of like young adult ages.
Adam Brody is not a young adult.
Well, he's in 30s.
He is 40.
Is he 40 now? Yeah. By young adults, I mean you by like, you know.
Look at how old Adam Brody
is. By John Glover standards, I guess. They're younger. Not young adult, yeah, of course. But I mean, they were maybe considered young adult at the time they were both cast in the George Miller Justice League movie that got canceled.
Right.
So both of these, they're pulling people from that, apparently. And there's the rumor is going that them, as well as some other cast members, might be playing the Shazam family.
That's what I was thinking when you said it.
The Shazamily, yes. Captain Marvel, like Captain Marvel Jr. or Shazam Jr. or whatever, like Mary Marvel. Like, yeah, so
they're all playing Tawny Tiger.
Yeah. Oh, thank God, yes. I am hoping Talkie Tawny is in that movie. If he's not in that movie, I'm going to flip out.
I want to be there when that happens.
That's the hill Brian wants to be.
Yeah, I know. Just be in a packed theater.
I've drawn a line.
Just at the very end, fuck this! But you have like his much like the more recent comics with like Geoff Johns and stuff, where they have like a number of other like orphans in the foster home and stuff that all sort of get Shazam powers as well. So there's the rumor is that maybe at the end or something they'll all be a whole deal, which could be fun.
He's 39.
Fuck me.
He'll be 40 in December.
Unbelievable. So. He still looks so young though. That's what gets me. Mm. He'll always be Seth Cohen in my heart, so I'll always think of him as young.
Anyways, we're doing Cards Against Humanity, basically, but instead of regular cards, we've taken and we've made our own.
All over the Marvel 1994.
91 or nothing. Get out of here.
We've done our own questions and our own answers, largely dealing with comic books, of course.
What?
You never told me.
Good Lord.
They're all about true crime podcasts.
Oh.
They're all the same.
Every time. So basically, what we're doing is like one of us will draw a question, ask the question, the other two will offer the two answers. The guy asking the question will pick which one was best, and,
whoever put that one in gets the point.
Yep. And then the best, or whoever.
Get out of here, Will Wheaton. you got Wheaton's in the walls.
I got a Wheaton problem. Ugh. Gonna crush those Wesleys. So best to five, whoever gets to five for something.
Whoever gets to that number.
That number. Whatever number.
The number is. We all might change our minds.
Okay, I'll draw the first question.
Yes, you will.
Sure, Rebirth brought back a lot, but DC still hasn't reintroduced blank. Sure, Rebirth brought back a lot, but DC still hasn't reintroduced Archie Andrews' erect nipples, drawn by Greg Land. Sure, Rebirth brought back a lot, but DC still hasn't reintroduced Tony Stark's original liver.
We're off to a solid start. Lots of heartfelt guffaws.
Now, is it you want? Well, we can take this.
You're the one who decides.
Do I have to decide? I thought we all decided last time. I could have sworn.
Well, I think we'd put our two cents in, but okay.
We are sort of biased because, we know what
makes us laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will admit if the other one is a
clear. Well, but then it's, if it's like, it's one of my
there are
ones that I put in that I'm like, oh, it's so funny because it's yeah. But it's, yeah, I'll be automatically biased a bit, but, okay, now back in.
That's all in.
I'm going to go with the Archie Andrews erect nipples.
Yeah. I'll take the points.
Yeah. That is for you, sir.
Thank you. Oh, you should be. When fate deals you that card, you play that card.
You play the nipple.
Oh, you play the nipple every time. All right.
Play the nipple, not the puck.
Okay.
So Mammy always said.
Part two. Your X-Men training begins with blank in the danger room. Your X-Men training begins with Kyle Rayner's fridge in the danger room.
Oh.
It doesn't get better. Your X-Men training begins with Uncle Ben's corpse in the danger room.
It's Uncle Ben's corpse
in the fridge.
I would like to give you both a point for that, frankly. Oof. I gotta go with the corpse. My vote is for the corpse. I don't know. What do you guys think?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who's Corpse Man?
Yeah, I'm Corpse Man.
All right, there you go, Corpse Man. This is actually my question and my answers from last time. So cool.
Carol,
cool. It's a shame. The card that I picked up, I would have loved to have played. And when you see it, you will know it.
Nice.
Star Labs, 14 days without a workplace. Okay.
Sorry.
Star Labs, 14 days without a workplace, Pastepot Pete. Star Labs, 14 days without a workplace, Trapjaw, and a happy ending. That one.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Who was that? Okay.
Yo.
There you go.
Yo.
Where are these going?
Awesome. It's over there.
Lost in Arcade's Murder World, I discovered something about myself. With a pack of Bud, Blank, and Pym Particles, I can get through anything. With a pack of Bud, Murder World, pronounced Mitowild. And Pym Particles. I can't believe you got that card. I can get through anything. Lost in Arcade's Murder World, I discovered something about myself. With a pack of Bud, Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin Codpiece, and Pym Particles, I can get through anything. Mitowild, just for the sheer fact
it's
of that.
It's Mitowild. It's Mitowild.
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 Who had Mitowild? That was you.
And I wrote it.
Yeah.
Surprising.
I can tell.
Yeah. Surprising no one.
Surprising no one. Really thought I had it with that codpiece.
Yeah. It's good, but just the sheer coincidence. Mitowild.
Upon returning from space with new powers, astronaut Sue Storm asked for blank and a pack of Marlboros. Sue Storm asked for blank and a pack of Marlboros. Astronaut Sue Storm asked for another fucking Summers brother and a pack of Marlboros. And upon returning from space with new powers, astronaut Sue Storm asked for Samuel L. Jackson starring in a Sailor Moon adaptation and playing every character and a pack of Marlboros. Holy.
There's a lot to digest.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot. I gotta give it to Sam Jackson on this one. Yeah.
Boom!
That's
me.
That's a merc.
Yes, I'm Tuxedo Mask, and I hope they burn in hell. Upon hearing Disney's latest statement about his future, James Gunn broke down from sheer frustration. This is out of date. Dave Bautista said that the only thing that brought him out of his funk was blank.
I have one card that's just hanging over me like the Sword of Damocles right now. Because at some point I'm going to have to use it and I really don't want to.
Oh, yeah. I just used mine. Yeah.
So who wrote it? Who do you think?
Just slowly just looking.
A glinter on my teeth as I smell.
Yeah.
Like the Sword of Damocles.
College boy.
Somebody reads books.
God, both of you.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I played the sword. I figured let's get this over with.
There's a lot of sword play.
Yeah.
Upon hearing Disney's latest statement about his future, James Gunn broke down from sheer frustration. Dave Bautista said that the only thing that brought him out of his funk was Zatanna's backward goop shoot.
Ugh.
Or, Dave Bautista said that the only thing that brought him out of his funk was Batman's semen retrieved from inside Robin, the Boy Wonder. And I'm sorry, you're not even going to get it. Because I got to go with Zatanna's backwards
goop. Yeah, no. It's
I love that I wrote all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, I think it's fitting that we both...
Cool fan fiction.
Yeah, really.
We both kind of use... they're similar jokes that might have gotten him fired, so I figure it's appropriate. Nice.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
And Ajav.
I get it. Taupe kryptonite causes Superman to become blank. Taupe kryptonite causes Superman to become whatever race Psylocke is now.
Oh, no.
Taupe kryptonite causes Superman to become Topo the Octopus. I'm going to have to go with Psylocke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just from your reaction, obviously that was not yours. There was a bit of surprise.
We did write that.
That answer was actually, that was one of my cards.
Yeah.
In Latveria, gluten is just slang for Apache Chief's awkward shrinkage problem.
I haven't watched enough.
You have? Yeah. Well, Harvey Berman for you. In Latveria, gluten is just slang for a hostess fruit pie. Oh, I gotta go with the fruit pie. It's. I can see that comic fully formed in my mind immediately after reading it.
And they basically are just gluten.
That's true.
With great power, there must also come...
Oh, any of these could work, really.
Yeah. With great power, there must also come Angel's fly-by teabag maneuver.
Ba-bloop!
With great power, there must also come Blade's hot mom. Yeah, Blade's hot mom.
Yo.
There you go.
Yo!
All right. In brightest day, in darkest night, no evil shall escape blank. And it better not be a fridge one. In brightest day, in darkest night, no evil shall escape gently use Namor Speedos.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting, I get it.
I want to hear more!
I mean, this was the other card I was going to use.
Whoa!
Very interesting.
That would have been great. Hindsight, you know.
In brightest day, in darkest night, no evil shall escape, giving Professor X a sponge bath. Yeah, that wins.
It's community service.
And they're all written by, I think, you.
Was that me too?
They're all in the same color pen.
Oh my god, yeah. The purple pen was last time. It's all last time.
Yeah.
Cards for some reason.
We're just gonna have to play it's a 10.
Yeah, we did. You know what? What are you guys at right now?
I have three.
I have four.
Ooh.
We can keep this thing rolling for days.
Let's just keep going. We won't first doing to me.
And then at the end of the time, whenever
we're but didn't we run out of cards last time? Wasn't that we almost
it's not ran? Gonna happen this
yeah,
time.
No.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
Lord. First he had hot claws. Now Wolverine's claws are also blank. Now Wolverine's claws are also vision in sex toy mode.
Ouch.
First he had hot claws. Now Wolverine's claws are also an exhaustive report on all of Hawkman and Hawkgirl's origins. Gotta go with the Vision?
Mm-hmm.
I think I gotta go with the Vision. Who's Vigi?
I'm Vigi.
Vigi.
Mojo World, home of Greg Land tracing his own penis.
Oh, Christ.
That's what he says.
Oh, good Lord.
Mojo World, home of Man-Thing's Swamp Donkey. It's good. Yeah, Mojo World is definitely the home of Greg Land tracing his own penis.
Oh, boy. That's...
Wish.
Question is, it was in the Circus of Crime that I was first hooked on blank. Those fucking carnies. It was in the Circus of Crime that I was first hooked on the express train to Granny's Goodness. Those fucking carnies. It was in the Circus of Crime that I was first hooked on the truth about Bob Kane's pubic hair. Those fucking carnies.
Just raises questions.
It does. I'm going to have to go with Granny's Goodness.
It's the right call. It's not mine. It's the right call. Okay. When I had that incident with blank... Only Harvey Birdman attorney again. Okay, you are on a kick, my friend.
I watched a bunch of them.
Oh yeah,
I was
When I had that incident with blank, only Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, could help. He and Peanut made all the bad go away way. When I had that incident with Abe Sapien's Shape of Water audition tape, only Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, could help. He and Peanut made all the bad go away way. A lot of people disagree on the bad. Apparently. When I had that incident with Superman's new and better pal, Jimmy Huge Dong, only Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, could help. Blah, blah, blah. Bad way. Oh, no. I gotta... Gotta give it to Jimmy. Jimmy, gotta give it to you. Who's Jimmy? There you go. Oh,
sorry, yeah.
Whew, you may have wrote it. You may have wrote it.
That was a rough time. It's a hard call.
I gotta give it to Huge Dog. You went to the other way.
Huge Dog, gotta give it to you.
Exactly.
Bone Saw is ready for. I like the direction that says, do the voice.
It does. It tells you. I mean, I feel like you don't really have to tell you to do that, but it's how can you resist?
Warm up the vocal cords.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh. What'd you do? Oh.
So constipated.
Jeez.
Too much cheese.
Evil there. Evil bones. Bonesaw is ready for Gwenos, the Gwen Stacy / Thanos mashup. Bonesaw is ready for NFL Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's
that. Is that you? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God.
I had that one and I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to play this. Like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so I am up question-wise.
Gwenos is never going to catch on.
No. You'd be surprised.
All this time, the third Summers brother was...
I wish I hadn't used that. Another fucking Summers brother.
All this time, the third Summers brother was a gif of Tina Fey looking exasperated. All this time, the third Summers brother was Professor X's secret real original X-Men chained up in the basement. Either is plausible, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And inevitable, really.
I'm going to have to go with Professor X on that.
Yeah.
Me. It's me!
Yeah. It's me.
All right.
It's me.
Okay. DC has announced that in an effort to make Shazam more appealing to audiences, it will feature much less Alan Moore's erotic dream journal. DC has announced in an effort to make Shazam more appealing to audiences, it will feature much less four sticky, promiscuous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles banging on a cold autumn night.
More appealing.
Just to a different audience. You're so torn.
I'm very torn.
It's a regular Nelly Imbruglia.
How do I vote neither?
Abstain.
Yeah. You know... Christ. You know, I'll give it to the Ninja Turtles, but I'm not happy about it.
Yeah! I knew that was a risk, giving that one to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, play for the audience.
Yeah.
My name is Barry Allen, the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist, but secretly, I fight crime as... But secretly, I fight crime as Colossus's beard. But secretly, I fight crime as a pile of John Constantine's used cigarette butts. Yes. Yes.
Oh, Chris is taking it. Oh, my God. I mean, Merc is taking it. Chris Merc. Mercus.
No man is permitted to set foot on Themyscira, except, of course, for... Aquaman wearing two fish as pants. No man is permitted to set foot on Themyscira, except, of course, for three giant mans, a Wonder Twin, the wet one, and Rick Grayson. I'm going to have to go with the Aquaman wearing two fish as pants. That's
good.
That was
good.
That is a weird list. Three? What?
Let's not ask questions. C.B. Cebulski's next big line-wide next wave character-smashing industry-toppling event will be focused around Agent Coulson pulling out.
Holy moly.
I don't ever know what I'm expecting to pull. Like, what am I expecting the card to be? C.B. Cebulski's blah, blah, blah will be focused around Wolverine saying bub in his sleep.
Ooh.
I like them both, but you...
There's totally plausible.
You can't deny the sheer power of Agent Coulson. Who's that one?
That was smart.
Oh, boy.
He's trying to deny that power.
So that brings me to 10.
Whoa!
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 I am sitting at a humble 3.
And I am bringing up the middle at 7.
Good God. So we calling it? Is it over?
Well, we're out of questions.
True.
Well, we have questions.
We have questions.
We're out of answers. Well, and the ones in our hands.
Unless we just rattle off what we got left.
Or we just play, you can play them out.
Well, let's just play them out, just for fun.
Yeah.
You know what? For you, for the listener.
The bonus round.
Unbeknownst to all, the surprise bit in Captain Marvel will be Ghost Rider's DUI in Alabama. Or, unbeknownst to all, the surprise bit in Captain Marvel will be some jackass wearing a Deadpool t-shirt. Ghost Rider's DUI in Alabama. Do I need to give this to you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure. Well, for continuity's sake.
Yeah. We've all heard of Green Martians and White Martians, but they never talk about Alan Moore's Magical Lover's Retreat Martians. They don't.
And it's a shame.
Surprised Alan Moore hasn't been exclusively writing about them for the past 15 years.
Martians. We've all heard of Green Martians and White Martians, but they never talk about Hot Claws Martians. Okay, so I just joked. I'm like, I have one that would work. What is my card? Hot Claws as well.
What? There's two Hot Claws cards.
Awesome. Hot Claws!
Oh, amazing.
What is the other?
What? That's okay. Your first.
So one was Bri, one was Kai.
Yeah.
Y-O-Y.
Bri Kai!
It's a Bri.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, who did Hot Claws?
That was me.
That was you? That's okay. You win that.
Oh my God, finally. It's been so lonely. Motion comics are back in a big way. Now that they all feature... Wow, that was instantaneous. I love it. Motion comics are back in a big way. Now that they all feature the Batpole. Motion comics are back in a big way. Now that they all feature a genuinely touching scene of John Turturro being pissed on by a Transformer. Turturro.
Skeletor just wanted love, but after that scandalous night in Acapulco, he would just settle for a bloodied Robin costume in a glass case. Skeletor just wanted love, but after that scandalous night in Acapulco, he would just settle for Fin Fang Foom's pants. That's the one.
Good. It's good that happens.
Yes.
The cutscene from Batman vs. Superman that was last to go was Batman, but edgier.
Fucking hell!
The cutscene from Batman vs. Superman that was last to go was Lex Luthor's Kryptonite Merkin.
Oh, no.
Both plausible under Snyder Law. I'm going to have to go with Batman, but edgier, though.
I will take it. All right.
I will take the Pyrrhic victory of writing both of those.
We're at the end, I guess, pretty much.
I think so.
This is, okay, I'm going to have to not do this one because this is a two-answer one, and we literally don't have enough answer cards to do it.
Find a new one.
Here. There we go. The Red Sun exploded, but at the last moment, Krypton was saved by...
And you can do your answer as well.
Yeah,
that's the last one. The Red Sun exploded, but at the last moment, Krypton was saved by any two of the Chris's 69ing. Oh, there's so many combinations, you know? Isn't that the beauty of it, really? The Red Sun exploded, but at the last moment, Krypton was saved by the red right hand of doom. Oh, I'll put mine in. Tony Stark's frankly absurd goatee. Gotta give it to those Chris's. They're making it happen. like only those Chris's can.
Chris's are doing it for themselves. No.
And each other.
That's a good way to fade out right there.
Yeah. Yep.
If only we had a way to fade out to the end of the show.
Unfortunately, that technology has not yet been invented.
No, I mean, like, we don't have a bumper sound for it. To, like, the outro.
Well, fine. Well, I hope you had fun with us today.
Why are you looking at me?
I hope you had fun with us today.
I did.
Good.
I did.
Good. And whoever else might be listening, I don't really care.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for
coming. That too. I'm Merk. You can find me at merksylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut on Instagram, Merk Asylum on Twitter. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
I'm Bri Kotick. You can find me at my comics at welcometoRafter.com. Or just my name, BRYKOTYK, on like a bunch of social media things like Twitter and Instagram and
Pornhub,
definitely on Pornhub. Not Snapchat though, because what is that? Is that over? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
I don't even know what that is. I'm old.
It's now SnapHub.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check me out online at thekylelees.com or The Kyle Lees on any of the various social media things. See you there.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll be back at some point.
See you next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Sorry, I kind of stepped on your cue there, but
it's fine.
I needed it. Please. I needed it so bad.
Please kill me.